Hello and welcome to another member of podcast from AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan of the truth. In a reply to Mulberry Blue Shimmer's reply to my original thread about foreign language signs. And thank you, Mulberry, for that. Interesting comments there. I listened with great interest, as you did, because I am interested in finding out what people think about this. And you had pointed out a couple things in your podcast there that I'd like to comment on. The first of which, of course, is you went on to describe how there's a lot of different ethnic variety and immigration going on there in Australia. And that, you know, of course, goes without saying. Everybody is on the planet to some degree, I guess, is faced with this issue of foreigners coming into their country and, you know, establishing these little mini cities or segments or banding together. And I understand your reasons, too, which is a good point, about them, you know, the racism that they faced when they first got here and the need to band together as a protection mechanism, if you will. And that's great and everything. I guess my question to you, Mulberry, would be, how does it make you feel? Which is really what I'm trying to get at here. How do you feel about it? That was something you didn't really mention in your podcast. How do you feel when you walk down a city street in Melbourne, I guess it is that you're in, and you see these foreign language signs? Do you feel to any degree that you might, do you feel to any degree that, you know, you're being invaded somewhat? I don't know. You know, these are the kind of things. And remember, my situation is that, you know, I went down a street and saw, you know, signs in Spanish, like right in my own neighborhood, to the point of where it's closing in on me. There's not really anything else I can do here except, I guess, move if it's going to bother me that bad. And, you know, some other posters here have had good points, too, about, you know, well, you know, some Americans are actually pretty arrogant, and when they go to other countries, they, you know, expect language signs in English and this kind of thing. And I understand your point. It's a very good point. I can't necessarily say, though, that I, as an American, would be of the type to expect that kind of thing if I went to another country, and I certainly did when I visited two other countries, and I've been to probably three or four countries, actually. But anyway, good points, and I appreciate the responses on that for anybody else listening to this. But yeah, back to you, Mulberry. How does that make you feel? I guess that's what I'm really after. And to what extent do you think, you know, that should be allowed? I mean, is it okay, for instance, in these little bands, in these little mini cities, for these people to just post up their language only signs? You know, this is an issue. Now, of course, I love, you know, good ethnic type food and, you know, the variety of food that brings. And most restaurants, you know, here are pretty good about putting, you know, menu items in English. Although there are a couple that I have been to where there are no menu items in English. And it took a waitress or waiter to explain to me in English the best they could, you know, what the meal was about. Now, those are hardcore, you know, ethnic restaurants that I suppose, you know, some of that group's people really like to go to because, you know, it makes them feel right at home, so to speak. But here's my overall point, folks. They're not right at home. They're in America. And I guess my point is that, you know, if, you know, you're going to be here and bring your a portion of your culture to this country, such as in a food item or possibly even in carpets or rugs or, you know, some of the other things that have been mentioned. It's great and everything, but it just seems that somewhere along the line here, I think people need to respect more, you know, the fact that English is our language and, you know, not try to do things like put, you know, their language only signs up, or menu items such as that that I was talking about. And that's pretty much it. You know, I don't want to belabor the point here and get all crazy and things like that. And I appreciate your guys' interest. Those are my comments. Mulberry, again, you know, how does this make you feel? That's what I'm after. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth, signing out. Have a great day, folks.